From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. American and Kurdish troops captured the northern Iraqi city of Mosul today. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer declared the regime of Saddam Hussein gone. Military commanders warn there may be more fighting, though. They've drawn up a list of the 55 most wanted regime leaders to be pursued, captured, or killed. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The capture of Mosul was another bloodless victory for American and Kurdish forces. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks, his central command, says the Iraqi soldiers who had been guarding the city surrendered without firing a shot.
Many Iraqi forces have literally removed their uniforms and left the battlefield to walk home without their equipment. And this is just as the coalition requested.
The loss of Mosul, coming on the heels of Kirkuk and Baghdad, leaves whatever's left of Saddam's regime with precious little maneuvering room, essentially a narrow corridor north of the capital city. Even so, Chairman Richard Myers of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is cautious. Today, he quoted Winston Churchill, suggesting this is merely the end of the beginning of the war.
There are still enemy targets in north of Baghdad, in Tikrit, and some other of the major cities up there that are going to have to deal with those.
Tikrit is Saddam's hometown and a key beneficiary of his regime. But Iraq has little organized military left to defend the city, and there's some question whether even Saddam's loyal followers there will be willing to risk their lives on behalf of a doomed government. Instead of a final showdown, regime leaders may be thinking about a getaway. General Brooks says U.S. Special Operations Forces discovered 5 small airplanes hidden near a highway north of Tikrit.
We believe these airplanes might be something that could be potentially used by regime leaders to try to escape, or they certainly could potentially be used for the delivery of weapons of mass destruction. All 5 aircraft were destroyed to prevent their use by the regime remnants.
U.S. forces have also taken steps to prevent Iraqi leaders from crossing the western border into Syria. They've taken over one border crossing station, and they've been fighting a fierce battle in another town near the border, Al-Qa'im. General Myers says he thinks that battle is nearing an end.
There have been intelligence reports that the leaders in Al-Qa'im want to surrender, and so I think that's going to be worked out today, tomorrow.
The State Department says it believes Syria has now closed its border with Iraq to all but humanitarian traffic. In another effort to hunt down regime leaders, the U.S. is distributing posters and handbills identifying its most wanted fugitives. General Brooks says the U.S. has gone so far as to print their names and faces on playing cards.
And this deck of cards is one example of what we provide to soldiers and Marines out in the field, with the faces of the individuals and what their role is. In this case, there are 55 cards in the deck.
Brooks says the playing cards include a number of jokers. Saddam Hussein is the ace of spades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.